Lego Dimensions is a toy to life video game with no rules, we like to think. So you can basically take any toy from any of the different IPs that are in the game and you place them on the gamepad. You can place up to 7 at any one time and they'll appear in the world instantly. The Lego Dimensions starter pack contains a huge game, definitely on a par, if not bigger than any of the main standalone games. You get Lego Batman, you get Gandalf, and you get Wild Style, as well as the Batmobile, and an amount of Lego bricks to build onto your portal in the starter pack. And that starter pack is all that anybody needs to get into Lego Dimensions. All the other packs, it's a case of people picking and choosing and buying whichever ones they're actually interested in. So, you know, you can buy any of the year one IPs, so things like Scooby-Doo or Portal, Doctor Who's incredibly popular, Jurassic World, any of those IPs. And then in year two, that's when we get to see IPs like Harry Potter, the new Ghostbusters, because old Ghostbusters was in year one. We also have Adventure Time and A-Team. And then throughout the rest of this year and into next year, we have some IPs coming, like obviously Fantastic Beasts, which I'm sure you and everyone else that's part of MuggleNet is excited about, as well as Sonic the Hedgehog, Goonies, Knight Rider, Beetlejuice, Teen Titans Go, Powerpuff Girls, Lego City Undercover. There's loads of great content coming.